800-800-8800.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Hump Day Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025 edition. One of the things I think we're looking at is the fact that there is going to be a huge election next year. With George Soros buying up these conservative talk radio stations, converting them to sports, taking Steve Gruber off the air, affecting other talk shows as well. Major indication. Well, yesterday in Tennessee, they had a special election to replace a U.S. congressperson. The left chose this young blonde woman, very much a left-leaning socialist type of candidate. She was called the AOC of Tennessee. This woman was going to be representing Nashville, Tennessee, a very conservative area. Well, she lost with 45% of the vote by almost 16,000 votes, a 9-point difference to Van Epps, the Republican gentleman who was running against her. Now, this particular candidate, I believe her last name is Behn, B-E-H-N, Bren, something like that, however you pronounce it. She ran basically on the Muslim socialist communist Mandani's platform, who became the next mayor of the city of New York in Nashville, Tennessee. She was very much trying to run his campaign in Nashville, Tennessee. Well, guess what? She lost. And she lost by 9 percentage votes. Well, the Democrats this morning are trying to spin it that she overperformed, that she actually did really well in losing the seat. Her running as the AOC of Tennessee wasn't going to happen in Tennessee. But at one point, in a recent poll, got, according to this poll, within the margin of error. I believe the margin was like 3 or 4 percentage points. She was there. But it was only because of something she had said that was recorded at one of her events and also repeated on a podcast interview She basically said that she hated Nashville. She hated the country music. She hated the bars. She hated everything about the city of Nashville, Tennessee. Well, the Democrats were claiming she was going to flip the seat from Republican to Democrat. Well, Van Epps, the Republican, said that this election proved that next year, 2026, is going to be a Republican election. Matt Van Epps, running for Congress, representing Nashville, Tennessee. I guess Nashville is so large that they need a congressman for their specific area. Well, here is the takeaway from all this. Mondani was their big claim to fame, along with the governorship of both Virginia and New Jersey, running on this topic called affordability. Well, Donald Trump went on the offensive about it. He says all they talk about is affordability. Lower the cost of living, making things more affordable for people. But they do not put up any specific plans. They don't put up any specific suggestive ideas that would help solve affordability issues. While Donald Trump's trying to fight inflation, stimulate the economy, increase wages, doing it on the supply side, hoping that it drives down, because of competition, prices. Well, they're looking forward now at the 2028 potential Democrat contenders that could be running for president. Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro, Governor Andy Beshear, Pete Buttigieg, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Governor Wes Moore. I'm not sure who Moore and Beshear are. Beshear is the governor of Kentucky. Where is Wes Moore from? I forget which state he's the governor of. Well, the bottom line is this. Governor Gavin Newsom from California is also considering to throw his hat into the ring, most certainly will probably run. Question is, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer? Will Kamala Harris run again? What about AOC? What about these other governors? Well, the one common theme in this photograph that I'm looking at, they're all young people. I mean, they're not old white guys with gray hair. Not one of them. Out of the, let's see, 8 of them, 3 of them are women. The 5 guys, I'm going to say probably just looking at their pictures, and I'm not sure how old Gavin Newsom is, but I believe they're all under 50. I could be wrong on Beshear. He looks like maybe perhaps the oldest, or Gavin Newsom the oldest, but they're young. So very interesting the way the Democrats are spinning this already regarding the upcoming midterm election next year of 2026, that this woman in Tennessee overperformed. She only lost by 9 points. Indicator that they're going to do really well in next year's election, even though she lost. Okay. If that's the way you want to spin it, good for you. But looking forward to 2028, and again, listen to this list. Governor Gavin Newsom of California, Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro, Kentucky Andy Beshear's Governor Pete Buttigieg, the disastrous Secretary of Transportation under Biden. Well, he was the mayor of, what was that, Fort Wayne, Indiana? Complete disaster. AOC, the flash in the pan, socialist communist out of New York. Repeat Kamala Harris? No, I think she's politically done. Our very own Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, God, this is so great to see her face on there. And then, of course, Governor Wes Moore, young black gentleman. I'm not really sure what state he is. I'll Google it during the break. Well, this is going to be their position heading into midterms 2026 election. Affordability. Well, Donald Trump is taking their platform away from them. Folks, I got gasoline in Traverse City yesterday for $2.42 a gallon. $2.42 a gallon. Now, granted, I used a Costco credit card and got a 5% discount of roughly 13 cents. I believe the pump price was $2.54.9. What is the price of gas in your area? Text me right now. Now it's 11:45 a.m. here on Wednesday. Tomorrow morning at 8:45, you can go ahead and text me again because the show will be repeating tomorrow morning. Text me your city and the price of gas. Regular unleaded 87 octane. Petoskey and the price. Sheboygan and the price. Gaylord and the price. What is the gas prices in your area as you're listening to me driving around right now or tomorrow morning? Because Traverse City is doing a nosedive on gas. Now, of course, it came after Thanksgiving, but we are heading into Christmas. And for $2.54 to be the pump price, what is the pump price in your area? We'll do a little unscientific poll of our area because nationwide, they're saying gas is still close to almost $3 a gallon. Well, we're not seeing it here in our area, so we'll wait and see. I got, 12 text messages already. 315 in Indian River, 324 in Sheboygan. Mayor Pete, yes, South Bend. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's see. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm not really sure. Okay, got it. Officer Rick, ranging anywhere from $2.99 to $3.19 a gallon down in Livingston County. Whoa. Mayor Pete, South Bend, Indiana. Thank you very much. Hey, final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Captain Jeff is Johnny on the spot. Greatly appreciate him always having my back. He did the research for me, and I want to make sure I get this right. Randy, the surname of Tennessee congressional candidate Afton Bain is pronounced like Bane, B-A-N-E, rhymes with rain and paid. Pain in the butt, Bane. Got it. I like it. Excellent, excellent. Sheboygan, Mark texts me in. Sheboygan has changed much in a year. Seen it in the 290s for a brief moment. Stays around 314 to 329. That's ridiculous. You know what I say? Stop buying gas in Sheboygan. Just stop it. Boycott all the gas stations in Sheboygan. You guys that live in Sheboygan, you drive around. Buy your gas anywhere but Sheboygan. Those prices are ridiculous. I don't know who the server is of the gasoline suppliers, but it's crazy. Captain Jeff says, Barney Castle up in Cedarville, 314. I know Barney Castle has a lot of stations. Russell in Millersburg, 321, 320.9. Let's see. I think that's pretty much all the ones we're getting. Yeah, just stop buying gas in Sheboygan. Buy gas anywhere but Sheboygan. Let's target that market and let's see if we force them to drop their prices. Okay, you need a lottery ticket, you need a candy bar, you need a soda, whatever. Go in there and buy that stuff. Just don't buy your gas there. I know it's inconvenient. I know it'll be a pain in your butt, but just let's try it for the rest of the month of December. Buy your gas anywhere but Sheboygan. And let's see what their prices do. Because if you guys all did that, you basically shut down their gasoline sales, I can guarantee you they would drop their prices. And don't go back just because they dropped them to $2.99. Oh, no. Even if you're paying more than $2.99 outside of Sheboygan, don't do it. Do it for the entire month of December and see what happens. I bet you you get the gas prices in Sheboygan down to $2.79. How is it the pump price in Traverse City can be $2.54 and Sheboygan is over $3? How is that even possible? So just try it. And I'm not targeting for any specific Blarney Castle or any company like that. I'm just saying boycott the entire city of Sheboygan. Don't buy gas in Sheboygan County. Try it for the month of December and see what happens. Send a signal that you're sick and tired of being screwed. Price gouging, price fixing, whatever the heck you guys want to call it, I believe that's what they're doing. So let's manipulate the market a little bit. Let's buy our gas outside of Sheboygan County for the month of December, and let's see what happens. By New Year's Day, let's see what gas prices are in Sheboygan. You want to participate in it? Greatly appreciate it. You don't want to? It's inconvenient? Well, then keep paying the high prices and don't complain. Even Gaylord is down below you guys. Tim, Lona Rug down in Highland Township, White Lake, West Oakland County, $2.89 to $2.95. Do you know what I got gas for when we were down for Thanksgiving? 12 in Woodward. I believe it was a Citco with my gas buddy card. I got it for $2.46 in Oakland County. BJ's in Madison Heights had it for $2.50. Right there on the corner of, 12 Mile and John R., I believe. Is that John R.? I think it is. DeQuinder, then John R., right? Isn't John R. the next road west of DeQuinder? Just inside Madison Heights. That I do know. It's all based on market. It's all based on suppliers. If you stop buying in Sheboygan County, their prices will drop. I guarantee it. And don't go back until they're low, until they're close to Traverse City. I'll keep you updated on Traverse City. You keep me updated on Sheboygan. And let's play this little game for the month of December. And if you're listening right now at a gas station in Sheboygan, you listen to my show, you listen to 97.7, well, I apologize, but hopefully you won't be selling a lot of gas. We have got to stop this price fixing, this price gouging that's going on up here in northern Michigan. I'm sick and tired of it. And Nestle's not going to do anything about it. Remember when we did the complaints online with the Consumer Protection Agency of her office? She didn't do squat. She didn't even get back to me. I don't know. Did she get back to you guys? Consumer Protection Agency within the Attorney General's office, a complete waste of money and time. She doesn't do squat. Hopefully our next Attorney General, Kevin Kievsky, he will make it a priority and go after these gas companies. Hey, the music's playing. That's it. Today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan.